Good afternoon. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. On Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish political leader in United States history and a strong supporter of the war on Gaza, called for political change in Israel.
There needs to be a fresh debate about the future of Israel after October 7th. In my opinion, that is best accomplished by holding an election.
Schumer added, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way and is an obstacle to peace in the region. Schumer said, Netanyahu has put himself in a coalition of far-right extremists and has been willing to tolerate the civilian death toll in Gaza. Over 31,000 are reported killed, two-thirds women and children. Schumer also said the United States is willing to take action.
If Prime Minister Netanyahu's current coalition remains in power after the war begins to wind down and continues to pursue dangerous and inflammatory policies that test existing U.S. standards for assistance, then the United States will have no choice but to play a more active role in shaping Israeli policy by using our leverage to change the present course.
Schumer also said Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past. In another global hotspot, the Caribbean nation of Haiti, gunfire in the streets has become the norm. But an uneasy quiet has taken hold in the capital of Port-au-Prince Wednesday after Prime Minister Ariel Henry offered his resignation.
Gouvernement comme Abdija a retiré call. Immédiatement après installation, conseil ça.
Henry is in Puerto Rico, where he's been prevented from returning to Haiti by street fighting and threats from local gangs and paramilitaries. Henry said his government would leave power as soon as a governing council is established. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday the U.S. was supporting a peaceful transfer of power.
Choose a new prime minister, an interim prime minister, to establish a national security council and to put in place an electoral commission. That creates the pathway, the transition to elections and to a constitutionally mandated government.
The agreement was announced by the president of Guyana, Mohamed Irfan Ali.
Haiti will be governed by the rule of law. This commitment reflects hard compromises among a diverse coalition of actors who have put their country above all differences. To that end, we acknowledge the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry upon the establishment of a transitional presidential council and the naming of an interim prime minister.
Secretary Blinken praised the government of Kenya for offering troops to police the peace in Haiti.
Kenya stepped up to say that it would lead this mission. We've brought together other countries that are going to contribute to the mission. We ourselves are contributing significant resources to it. In parallel, we've also been trying with CARICOM countries, the Caribbean countries, other interested countries, to help Haitians get back on a better political path.
But Netfa Freeman of the Black Alliance for Peace says the choice of Kenya was made to circumvent the will of the Haitian people.
This is not about restoring order or saving the people. It may be about restoring an imperialist order, but it's not about saving the people. It's not to help. It's to circumvent self-determination in Haiti.
Freeman says African people oppose using troops in Haiti.
This is opposed by the people in Kenya. And people in Kenya have raised issues, and this is also why it's being held up. People in Kenya protested it. They talk about the police that they're sending there as also having human rights violations and death squad activity and whatnot in Kenya.
In more news about the transition in Haiti, an unnamed United States government spokesperson is telling reporters the Biden administration is considering using the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to house Haitian migrants who may try and flee the country. The base is located on Cuban soil, about 200 miles from Port-au-Prince. 30 prisoners captured in the war on terror are still being held at the detention facility at Guantanamo. At the height of the war, the base held 700 detainees. Meanwhile, in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says he's deploying 250 cops and an armada of ships and planes to curb a potential wave of Haitian migrants. The Coast Guard says there's no current indication of a mass exodus to Florida, about 700 miles from Haiti. A vocal critic of immigration at the southern border, DeSantis joined Texas Governor Abbott in sending thousands of migrants to New York and other northern cities. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.